It's Matt Spiegel.
Hey, now that the new year is here, people everywhere have resolved to make 2017 a better, healthier year. A great way to start is by getting a good night's sleep. But for those of us who suffer from sleep apnea, it can be difficult to get the restful sleep you need. If you or a loved one have sleep apnea and can't get relief from CPAP, there is another treatment option available. It's called Inspire. Inspire is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. So start the new year off right. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51, where the Atlanta Falcons take on the New England Patriots. Listen live from Houston starting at 3 p.m. Sunday on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago, broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. Buy tickets now at nusports.com.
Falcons are a great football team, well coached. They have a great organization, a lot of great players, very difficult to play against.
That's Patriots head coach Bill Belichick talking about the matchup this Sunday against the Falcons. They are a great team, very tough to coach against. You can hear Super Bowl 51 right here in the Score. Coverage starts at 3. I'm not sure if you caught that, too. Every statement this year at the Super Bowl has to be started off with a kiss. Have you heard that?
Falcons are a great football.
Belichick giving a kiss.
Falcons are great.
That's new. It's new this year. The city of San Diego has reportedly reached out to the league office to inquire about the availability of the Oakland Raiders. Roger Goodell said earlier today to the NFL media that he's very committed to Thursday night football, even though it stinks. He says less turnovers and penalties in those games would lead to, quote, high quality football on Thursday night, end quote. So would two better teams. Would also lead to better quality football games on Thursday night. NBA, the Bulls are in Oklahoma City tonight to tip off their six-game road trip. Taj Gibson is back after sitting out the Philly game with a sore ankle. That's an 8:30 start tonight. In hockey, the Blackhawks fell 6 points behind the Wild after dropping their third straight with a loss in San Jose. Tomorrow night, they play in Arizona. The St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock. Mike Yeo takes over as head coach. In baseball, the Cubs acquired right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler from the Rockies in exchange for pitcher James Ferris. Butler was selected by Colorado in the supplemental first round of the 2012 draft. Last year in the majors, he went 2-5 with a 7.17 ERA. That was 9 starts, 17 appearances overall. The two teams also exchanged international bonus money slots, and the Cubs designated Dylan Floro to make room for Butler on the 40-man. And National Signing Day today, Illinois State lands 6-foot, 7-inch offensive lineman Kobe Buffalo Meat. Searching for a solution to seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. Fried chicken is crispy, savory, and universally delicious, but now it's also a chalupa. That's right, Taco Bell has created the first shell made out of crispy, marinated, all-white meat fried chicken. The new Naked Chicken Chalupa from Taco Bell, part chalupa, all fried chicken. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday as the Falcons take on the Patriots. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house.
Eric at Home.
Dan Quinn in year two has taken Atlanta to the Super Bowl. And I'd say they closed this house in high style today.
NFL writer for Yahoo Sports.
They're here for a reason. They got great quarterback play, great leadership from him. And, I'm sure our guy's going to be facing a very stiff test on Sunday.
Read his work at the Shutdown Corner blog.
New England Patriots will play one more game in this 2016-17 season. And with that one more, they are the only one, the only NFL franchise to reach the Super Bowl 9 times. They'll be there in 2 weeks in Houston against the Atlanta Falcons.
Their ability to keep people out of the end zone has been unbelievable all year. So we certainly got our work cut out for us, but I think everybody's looking forward to Sunday.
Eric at Home with Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Back down to Boostin' Houston, where Eric Edholm of Yahoo Sports, you can follow him on Twitter at Eric_Edholm, joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the natural choice for the big game.
This man just won't stop riding.
Oh my God, it's just content and content and content, just all of these words. You are a busy man down there, Eric.
So I'm actually, thank you for that, but I'm a little disappointed you didn't introduce me by my alter ego, which is Wagyu Bison Shank. I think that's my new.
Not Kobe Buffalo meat.
Talking about the Illinois State signee, and it's been the greatest story that ever descended on sports, I think.
Yeah, the coolest thing was that people have been linking it to the famous Key and Peele sketch of the East-West college game, and Jordan Peele actually sent a tweet to Kobe Buffalo meat. And that's one of the nice things about social media is you can see things like that kind of come full circle and link up.
What a world.
All right,
what a world.
What, Eric, is what the favorite thing you have seen, or it might be something you've written about, maybe something you haven't written about. What has been most compelling to you so far?
Yeah, compelling may not be the word. I mean, I don't know. I guess I don't come into these weeks expecting, the most amazing conversations or anything, but the number of former Cleveland Browns and the number of former Rutgers players representing this game is stunningly high. So it's funny how when you kind of look at how these really good teams have been able to pluck some players off bad teams' rosters and make it work. If we're going to make it a Bears thing, you can talk about
Shane McClellan. Martellus.
These teams have been able to get players from other rosters and afterthoughts on those rosters and turn them into Eric Rowe could be, they traded him for nothing less than he was worth, and he could be shadowing Julio Jones. Deion Lewis is undefeated as a Patriot. Things like that. It's pretty unbelievable. Taylor Gabriel is a deep threat for the Atlanta Falcons, and the Browns had no use for him. It's just unbelievable.
You also wrote about Mohamed Sanu and how he is the only player of Muslim faith playing in this game, and of everything that's going on in this country right now. He chose not to comment. Now, did the Falcons tell him not to comment, or is this on his own accord?
I think it was him. I really do. And it's a fair question because obviously we know that the teams probably give extra warnings about social media stuff this week, about meeting with media for 3 or some cases 4 days in a row, depending on the player. Reminding them that, they should be on their best behavior. We don't need any extra, distractions or any of that stuff. But, he's a very serious young man. We talked a little football with him at first. It wasn't like we just peppered him with Donald Trump questions or anything. And And, you know, he said, look, I have a lot of thoughts on the matter, but this is not the time or the place. And he said, maybe there'll be another time where I'd be willing to talk about those sorts of things. And, you know, his mother is coming from Sierra Leone, and that wasn't one of the seven countries on the travel ban. But, you know, he's obviously thinking, hey, I still hope there's no hang-ups in immigration or anything, and she's able to get here to Houston and watch me play on Sunday. But, yeah, I suspect this was Sanu just saying, you know what, this is a business week. It's football. We can talk about that stuff another time.
Now, I also read a piece on Steve Belichick, the son of Bill Belichick, yeah, who is a positional coach. And it's ironic to me that we laud this coach and this sort of taciturn style and scary, protective, paranoid style for how many Super Bowls he's been to and how many Super Bowls he's won. Yet it's a place where for an entire week, he's nothing but completely miserable with all of the press responsibilities. That all people want to do, this is your chance to sell your product, to find out, to let people in, to talk to every reporter and all the clowns on Media Day, that they keep coming back here, even though, you know, to hear him talk, to hear his son talk, to hear the so many people on the Patriots who are indoctrinated, inculcated by this system, it's got to make them completely miserable.
Yeah, I will say this. Bill Belichick yesterday was very good. I mean, and so much so that I said to somebody who's been covering the Patriots for, wow, since day one that Belichick was there, I said, you know, did Bill take his happy pills today? What was that all about? Because he was asked about his long snapper, and he was asked about Nate Ebner, who was an Olympian gold medalist this past summer, and, you know, the history of the game and his father and things like that. So they were very friendly topics, no doubt, but, you know, he went into great detail and even showed some real emotion when talking about those sorts of things, especially the father thing. That's been the theme of the week, is dad week, I guess, with Brady and all that. But, yeah, obviously the media night stuff, Belichick, you know, wearing his suit and tie, giving curt answers, it's not his scene. But if you hit on the right notes, he can be very good. I will say, I did talk to Steve Belichick briefly on media night. He sounds exactly like his dad. And when I pointed this out to him, he said, well, don't all kids sound like their dad? And I was like, well, I don't know. Maybe not. So
it's not, Steve. Like, sorry.
Yes.
Just fell on deaf ears, I guess. So.
Who's making that star turn, or who thinks they can flip this for a couple of dollars? There's usually one guy or two guys who, you know, whether it be Tony Siragusa from years past, who turn it on when the cameras are around. Are any of those guys on either of these teams?
Yeah, that's a good question. I actually just filmed something with Tony yesterday, and he's always making a star turn. And, you know, especially when the cameras aren't rolling, he has a lot to say. I'll just throw that out there. But, yeah, I mean, I would say maybe that guy is Taylor Gabriel. You know, he came out with the shades on, and here's a guy who was like the Browns' number four receiver and an undrafted, free agent coming out of college, a tryout guy, not even a, you know, priority free agent or any of that stuff. And, you know, The Browns release him. He comes to Atlanta. Kyle Shanahan knows him. The receivers coach worked with him in Cleveland, too. And here's this guy hitting home runs. You know, I understand that they've got Julio in the running game and all that. But, you know, he's really enjoyed the spotlight this week, I think. Most of the Patriots, even though a lot of them haven't played in a Super Bowl before, I think 30 of the 53 guys in the roster have not been to a Super Bowl, even though they were there 2 years ago. You know, they've still been programmed and seasoned to the point where they're not making waves. But I would say Gabriel has been kind of the one guy who's had a little fun kind of hamming it up with the cameras and such.
Do we seem to have a handle based on what everybody's saying, the probable strategies for the game? They just don't seem like there's a whole lot of secrets here, that we know who the stars are. We know what both teams like to do and want to do. Is there anything that you're foreseeing here saying, oh, wait a second, now this is, there is something for that in the mainstream is not being considered when it comes to something that could happen on Sunday?
Well, you know, I haven't been talking a lot of X's and O's this week so far, which is, I guess, you know, a little bit disappointing. But, yeah, I mean, I think the one thing that maybe people – not, I don't think they're overlooking, but maybe aren't hitting on as much. Because, you know, Brady obviously is such an incredible story this season, especially with his mom sick and, you know, what he's done on the field, the Goodell stuff, Matt Ryan, Julio Jones. They're the stars. But to me, I think the Patriots might be able to run the football. And I know that goes against thinking, and everyone says, okay, you know, LeGarrette Blount's a short yardage guy, and Deion Lewis just catches his little passes here and there, and he'll run it once in a while. I look at this defense. It's a fast flow, you know, undersized, aggressive Falcons defense. It reminds me a little bit of the Rams defense when Lovie Smith was coordinator, when they were in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, what was that, 15 years ago. Just in terms of the youth, the small size of some of their guys, and I think they're going to put a tight end out there and a fullback sometimes, and they're going to run the football. Brady will get his. Edelman will get his. But I really think they're going to try to, I don't say control the clock, but control the line of scrimmage. And that's one thing I haven't heard a lot of people talking about. That's just my suspicion, though.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about Vic Beasley and that fast Falcons defense, but this is a defense 2 years ago that was getting pushed around, and some of those players are still around, so I wouldn't be surprised. And that'd be so Belichick to, you know, go out there and run the ball 35, 40 times, and you think he's going to air it out with Hogan and all those little wide receivers.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, like, Chris Hogan had, you know, what was it, 9 catches for 100?
The fool's gold game.
Yeah, I mean, he could catch one ball in this game. Right. And I'm not saying the Falcons are you know, shifting their defense to double him or anything. They know who the weapons are. But I think they might be caught off guard a little bit if New England comes out and runs it 6 of the first 7 plays or something. Or, you know, they throw it a little bit and then they shift to the run game the next couple series. I don't know. I mean, it's both these teams have been so good in the first quarter this year. They both try to get up 10 points. And then, you know, they play with a lead, and they play so well with the lead. I mean, these are the number 1 and 2 teams in terms of first quarter point differential this season. So, you know, the formula, the big picture formula, is very similar for each team.
Super Bowls are so weird. You know, any time you talk about in-game momentum and one play to the next and one series to the next, the length of these timeouts and how long halftime is, it's, and I've heard coaches talk about it before, that sometimes you can't quite manage the emotions of your players, the energy of your players, in the same way you do other games, because you almost forget, like, what quarter is it? What's the score? Where are we?
They always talk about those first-timers running out of the tunnel and seeing that crowd and losing their breath for a couple of plays at the beginning of the game.
And then realize you got another 4 hours to go. Right. I mean, it's a really odd way of, when you actually think about having to manage the time, you know, I can get up and go to the bathroom or flip on something else, or, you know, if I don't like the halftime show, you know,
catch a nap.
Yeah, whatever you want. Go get something to eat, some more cheese. But for the teams, that's a real challenge.
Yeah, and both coaches were actually asked about that yesterday. And they said, you know, and because Dan Quinn, head coach, was in both Seattle Super Bowls as their D coordinator, comes to Atlanta last year, now as a head coach. So he's been in 3 of the last 4 Super Bowls. Belichick, we obviously know, is in his 10th Super Bowl, including as assistant. So they both know exactly what you're talking about, which is, this is not a 3-hour game. This is a 4-plus-hour game if you include all the crazy halftime show and the longer commercial breaks. So one thing I did notice the other day, I was working on a piece about when the Patriots lost to the Giants in Arizona, the huge upset. I saw in the first couple series of the game, Belichick using, like, these no-name defensive tackles, guys who normally weren't even active, and he was using some big guys very early in the game when it was 3-0, you know, 0-0, thinking that, hey, let's save up our stars for the fourth quarter. Let's keep their energy high. We'll put our lesser defenders out there early and, you know, let them take some of the snaps when it's a nothing-nothing game or something. So, you know, it's just one of those little coaching things that you see in situations like that.
Eric Edholm joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show. If I had to pose to you this dilemma, because it's bubbled up a little bit today, Jimmy Garoppolo, if you were a betting man, you had to say one of these 3, Browns, 49ers, or Bears, which team would he be on next year if you had to bet one of those 3?
Yeah, it's so interesting. And Jimmy's been very guarded this week. You know, I remember 2 years ago he was very open and, you know, willing to talk about this, that, and the other thing. You know, the few times I've been around him and the transcripts I've read and people I've talked to around him said he wasn't really entertaining any thoughts and he wasn't sort of pushing the whole I want to go here thing or I'm ready to get traded or anything. It's just very, very interesting right now because there seems to be a market. If you have 2 teams competing against each other for a player, you know, stakes are pretty good. You have 3? I mean, you could certainly, you know, the 49ers have high picks, the Bears have high picks, the Browns have four of the first 50 choices. If you're desperate enough, you might be willing to peddle a few of those things. So my guess is the number one pick in the draft is not even called into question. I don't think the Browns would ever even consider doing it. I don't think the Patriots want the number one pick in the draft. So I really think, you know, if either of those Bears or 49ers are willing to give up two or three, you know, then it's an interesting thing. I just don't see that. That's too much. I really don't think that's going to happen. So, you know, the Browns have number 12 also.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's more enticing than number one in the Patriots' eyes. They don't like to, you know, pay big contracts. So I guess I would lean slightly to the Browns because of how desperate they are. But you can make a case for any of those three teams.
All right, I'm sure you have like another 1,200-word piece to spit out between now and 5 o'clock, so we will let you get back to doing that at Yahoo Sports. Eric, thank you very much.
All right, fellas. Talk to you soon.
Always good to talk to
you. Eric at home. We will talk about college football signing day and laugh at it with Pete Futak, a guy who's smart enough to understand, as important as it is to his profession, that it's really, really silly. And then Hub will take your calls on the Bears, the NFL, the Super Bowl, everything that's going on at 5.
Speaking of the Bears, I want to bounce this Jimmy Garoppolo thing off of you because what he mentioned just now with the Browns having four of the top 50 picks, if I'm the Browns, I can get another quarterback. You know, if I don't have to give up a king's ransom, I want to ask you and maybe some of the people out there about how they feel about the Bears and Jimmy G coming together.
The G stands for gets.
Right.
Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Sunday, the score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 51. It's Matt Ryan's Atlanta Falcons.
And he's stepping in for the touchdown. 73 yards for Julio Jones.
Taking on Brady and Belichick's New England Patriots.
It's a fake flicker. Brady winds up. Long pass over the shoulder catch. Touchdown, Hogan.
Our coverage starts at 3 p.m. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's sports station. Super Bowl 51 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Nothing worse than being geeked out of your mind to go on a roadie to Las Vegas, only to get there, go on some crazy bender, and return home nursing some soul-crushing hangover. That's the Oakland Raiders. Difference is, at least you got to rage in Vegas before you lost all your jack and wrecked your liver. The Raiders never even left Oakland. That $650 million casino mogul Sheldon Adelson was going to spot them, gone. But Raider owner Mark Davis wasn't about to sweat that because he still had Goldman Sachs in his back pocket. Wrong answer, Mark. Not with Adelson, you don't. And that guy obviously has crazy juice in that town, so good luck making it work there without his blessing. Stay where you belong. The NFL is better when the Raiders are good, and it's much better when they're in Oakland, not Vegas. I'm Jim Rome.
And maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
At all locations.
Hi there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
And right now, you can get up to $500 store-wide at Mattress Firm during their big President's Day sale.
That's crazy savings. You can also save up to $500 on select Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. We've talked about that a lot. That's the one I have, the Tempur-Pedic Breeze with the adjustable base. You can also save $300 on select Tempur-Pedic mattresses before prices go up. So there's a lot of things adding up that lead you to going big on the Tempur-Pedic here, not the least of which is your opportunity to sleep happy with no interest financing for 5 years.
Yeah, and if you've never tried the adjustable base on a bed before, you've got to go in and just at least try it. Experiment with it and just see what it's like. Because you're probably thinking, you're probably like me, and you're like, oh, whatever. Okay, an adjustable base, great. I get in bed, I lay down, I go to sleep. But the adjustable base, it really is, it's a difference maker as far as just propping yourself up to sit in bed and watch TV, to work on your laptop, to read the paper or a book. And even with some medical conditions, just like slightly elevating your legs can help with certain conditions people sleep with.
And maybe you don't even know because it's been so long since you've actually addressed these things that you really weren't aware of the different possibilities. The way mattresses are constructed now, it's completely different than the one you're likely sleeping on. So just go in there. There's a million mattress firms around. There's one. Where were we? We were at the corner of Golf and Higgins, and we counted four
that you could see.
Four mattress firms on that corner. In one way or another, it's in a commercial area, literally four. And so, you know, at any one of those, there is going to be somebody in there lying on a Tempur-Pedic saying, oh, okay.
This is what they're talking about. So here's what you do. You go to mattressfirm.com to find that location that's nearest you. You get in there and let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you find the best mattress for your sleep style. That's what they're going to do.
Roselle, Golf and Roselle. That's the intersection.
Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, because I was going through my head. I'm like, you're
right. No, right. Because it's a diagonal. It's Roselle and Golf.
All right.
See if I'm right here. I'm pretty sure
Golf and Roselle. So you'll be back there when on Saturday so people can come see you.
I don't know.
Dan will be on the corner of Golf and Roselle Saturday at noon.
Spinning a sign.
Yes.
Spinning a mattress for a
laying
sign.
On a mattress.
Yep.
So go find him.
Yep.
Golf and Roselle. Mm-hmm. So mattressfirm.com, you get that location, get in there and let them help you find the mattress you need that best fits your sleep style. That's what they'll do. They're not going to force you into something you don't need just for a certain price. They're going to find the one that works best for you. It's Mattress Firm. Save money.
Buffalo Wild Wings is everyone's favorite premier sports bar and the best place to watch the big game. They have tons of TVs, great food like beefy burgers, tasty wraps, and B-Dub's signature wings. Wash it all down with your choice of up to 40 different beers on tap. Having a big game party at home? Carry out the B-Dub's flavor and be the MVP. Call ahead now to pre-order your wings before February 5th so you can schedule a pickup time. Call them in Algonquin, Crystal Lake, and Hoffman Estates. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Monday. Two broke girls takes comedy to the max.
I'm Max. I'll be your waitress because they don't do background checks here.
And to the Caroline.
This is so exciting.
Sorry, Caroline. That's not actually a thing.
Okay, that's it. We're done.
Maximize your Monday.
Congratulations. You made it through dinner. Here's your check and the number for poison control.
And Caroline up for some laughs.
I am so back.
With two broke girls.
That's Max. I'm Caroline. We're the owners of this store.
And about four pairs of socks.
CBS Monday.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show here on 670 The Score. We got an update coming up here in a matter of 90 seconds or so, but I want to talk to you about Jimmy Garoppolo and the known commodity or unknown commodity that is Jimmy Garoppolo, because, of course, you're going to have a lot of people saying, what about Rob Johnson or Scott Mitchell or a bunch of guys who got signed?
I like that other text you were reading before.
Oh, man, this guy. we'll read that text on the other side of an update. Has really little to do with Jay Cutler and his trade value, but we'll get into that as well. And now
there's no guarantees.
None.
But you might feel better with somebody who has received his football indoctrination already, has played some, who looks the part. The reason why teams would want to do it is because it provides cover.
See, and that's the reason why I think Cleveland wouldn't do it. I think the reason Cleveland wouldn't do it is because they can tell their fan base, hey, we didn't take on anybody else's problem. We thought this guy was the guy we'd locate at 12, whether it be Deshaun Watson or Mitch Trubisky. And, you know, we drafted Myles Garrett, so we got that for you. But I think the fact that Cleveland has so many picks, as Eric Edholm mentioned, in the top 50, 52 picks of this draft, they got 4 of them.
Use them.
Yeah. And that's when you get into that weird territory of how attractive is it to San Francisco and Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, or how attractive is it to Ryan Pace and John Fox, whose seats are getting a little bit warmer.
It buys you a little time to use a draft pick, because if the expectations for Garoppolo are going to be enormous.
Especially here.
The moment he arrives.
Sell Jimmy G.
Oh, yeah. And that's going to be like, well, we have our quarterback. Here he is right now and for the future.
Win.
And it wouldn't be
By the way, you don't have Bill Belichick as your coach anymore. You don't have the players that he's whipped into shape the way he has over the last... I mean, the fact that Hub threw that stat out last week, and we keep hearing it over and over
again. How few players on this Patriots team were on the last Super Bowl team.
30 guys! Yep. That's coaching. That's the epitome of coaching, getting people ready that weren't ready because they were at a previous spot.
And personnel acquisition.
No doubt.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Matt Avaticola. Don't miss your chance to catch Big Ten basketball at Welsh Ryan Arena. Limited tickets remain for games against Illinois, Maryland, Rutgers, and Michigan. Buy tickets now at nusports.com. The Bulls are in Oklahoma City tonight to tip off their 6-game road trip. Taj Gibson is back after sitting out the Philly game with a sore ankle. That's an 8:30 at game time this evening. In hockey, the Blackhawks fell 6 points behind the Wild, dropping their third straight with a loss in San Jose. Tomorrow night, they play in Arizona. Elsewhere in the NHL, the St. Louis Blues fired Ken Hitchcock. Mike Yeo takes over as head coach. NFL, the city of San Diego has reportedly reached out to the league office to inquire about the availability of the Oakland Raiders. And Roger Goodell told the NFL media earlier today he's very committed to Thursday Night Football. He says less turnovers and penalties in those games would lead to, quote, high-quality football on Thursday night, end quote. In baseball, the Cubs acquired right-handed pitcher Eddie Butler from the Rockies in exchange for pitcher James Ferris. The two teams also exchanged international bonus money slots. The Cubs designated Dylan Floro to make room for Butler on the 40-man. And National Signing Day, Illinois State lands 6'7" offensive lineman Kobe Buffalo Meat out of Lawrence, Kansas. Just the best name in sports. Meet the laptop that takes care of business, the Dell Latitude 13 7000 series with Intel Core processors. Powerful performance and incredible battery life allow your employees to do their best work wherever work takes them. Learn more at Dell.com/radio. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, the radio home of Super Bowl 51 this Sunday as the Falcons take on the Patriots of New England. Listen Sunday for all the coverage on Chicago's number one rated sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Epson.
In 2 years, you could fly to Mars and back.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids.
1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
It's just the latest in one of these intriguing cases of somebody who appears appears to have been through the quarterback gestation period, but it's not the same, like you say. It's not the same when it's there. And if they really thought he was that good, they wouldn't trade him. They wouldn't do it.
Depends on how much money Jimmy G is going to ask for, because Tom Brady doesn't look like he's going to retire anytime soon. His contract's going to be up before Tom Brady retires. So are you going to pay two quarterbacks franchise money and just debilitate your team for however long it takes for Tom to go bye-bye? You know, let's think about these last few examples of what you talked about as well. Matt Flynn, he gets into a training camp and they immediately say Russell Wilson is better than this guy. Third-round pick, if I'm not mistaken, third-rounder. Mm-hmm. And they go with him and they have success. The famous ones like Scott Mitchell. As
you mentioned Rob Johnson earlier.
Matt Cassel, right. So
you could say you had the Drew Brees, Philip Rivers thing in there too, where they had decisions.
I got you there. Yeah, but I mean, you got two. I guess Drew was doing nothing but handing off to LT, and then he went to New Orleans after Miami would not sign him because of his physical, right? His torn labrum.
Yeah.
They went with Dante Culpepper instead, and we know how that turned out. How about that whole deal? No, so you got your examples of guys who have gotten a little bit of a taste, enough to tease you. But if on draft day we're sitting here and talking about the Bears' number 3 pick, or hell, before that, going to the Patriots for Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, does that do it for you as a Bears fan? Because like you said, immediately that clock, no matter if it's intended to or not, no matter if you tell people he's a building block and not the guy that's the icing on the proverbial Super Bowl cake that they're going to bake for you, that's the problem. As soon as he comes here, it's time to win.
The problem, too, is that I just don't trust that they have the people here. The structure here, they've got a lightweight coordinator. And I know Dowell Loggins, people say nice things about him, but this is a guy just hanging on to a job right now. And if all NFL teams could redraft all offensive coordinators, if you held a coordinator draft and said, all right, they're all in the pool, he'd be either the last pick or the penultimate pick.
Yeah, whoever the 49ers coordinator is.
Right. It would be down there.
Yeah.
And I don't care how talented and smart and how much Jimmy Garoppolo looks the part of an NFL quarterback and everything we talked about when he came out and was the second round pick 2 years ago. But no matter who it is, I have severe doubts in the Bears' ability to maximize that player. I'm not trying to be nihilistic here and say everything, nothing works, nothing matters, but You like to think that he's gonna get every chance to succeed, and I don't know that he gets it here.
Yeah, and then you draft a game wrecker like Jamal Adams or something like that, or Jonathan Allen, and you go about your business. And then you have another season with Matt Barkley, and hopefully you've drafted some stiff in the fourth or fifth round that you're lying about developing.
Can't go with Matt Barkley.
No, I'm just Brian Hoyer, Matt Barkley, whatever.
Hoyer's better than Barkley.
Yeah, but Hoyer's better than Barkley because he paints by the numbers and is scared to throw the ball anywhere.
I understand. He is the safer.
Barkley, boy, that thing blew up the last couple of games. Everybody's swinging on that Matt Barkley tree all of a sudden fell off.
Like, Where did they go?
Yeah, these 7 interceptions in the last 3 games or so.
It wasn't just the number. It was how they looked. It was the, being tackled, throw the ball. Oh, okay. Are you open? You're not open. I'm going to throw it anyway. There's 6 guys standing around you.
How far does it seem the Bears are away from the 2 teams we are getting ready to watch on Sunday?
Right?
Like, the Bears are drafting in the top 3 of the draft. Like, we've made fun of Cleveland and, as of recent, San Francisco, because, 5 years ago, San Francisco was the nuts. But,
yar.
But the Bears are one of the worst teams in the NFL. And I actually used to make fun of the people in Georgia. Like, you've got this fertile recruiting ground fertile. Like, the best players in the country come out of this state and Texas and Louisiana right here for you. And you haven't won since Herschel Walker was running the football. The Bears haven't been to the Super Bowl since 86. Right? No, 85,
they,
86.
No, they were in a Super Bowl.
They won it. I'm sorry. They haven't won it since 85. Since then, the Patriots have gone, what, six times, seven times? Since then. We're talking about 30 years ago since the Bears have won the Super Bowl. And the Patriots are going on their...
They're better at it.
But that's what I'm saying.
They're better at NFL. They're just better.
Not just better, but... Light years better.
Mr. Pouty Pants says, I don't want the Bears to trade for Jimmy Garoppolo. Maybe I underestimate the value of a great quarterback, but I don't think the Bears would have won more than seven or eight games with Brady under center. The Bears need way too much to risk multiple picks on a quarterback who looked really good for three games, playing in one of the most stable, successful systems the NFL has ever seen. I feel like a team that makes a trade like that because they're desperate and stupid, or they know they're set at every other position, and the quarterback is the last piece they need. It's similar to the Broncos when Manning came to town. Maybe I'm overly conservative. I'd rather be wrong and have my picks than end up in the same situation as when they traded for Cutler. I tend to side with that. What you're describing is the Texans.
All right, build a nest and then drop the quarterback.
And the Texans have a guy in Bill O'Brien who is a quarterback's coach. He's a guy. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. He speaks to them. He coaches them. He knows Brock Osweiler sucks. They know that's bad money.
They had to pay somebody.
They know they screwed that up. And they know they've
got after this year that becomes one of those
pay
deals
as you go.
Yeah, that's easy to let go of too after next year.
Well, and they also have some kick-ass defensive talent too.
They lost what arguably is the best defensive player in the NFL and still have the number one defense. He's back on it, by the way. Have you seen him the last couple of days? J.J. Watt has been throwing all the J.J. Watt-like quotes out there for, I'm going to be back and better than ever. This is motivation for me. Like, hey, dude, we were watching Jadeveon and Whitney this year. You're fine. We remember you, but you don't have to do this. I'm going to come back better than ever. I'm going to have twice the career in the second half that I had in the first half.
And the pictures with his girlfriend.
Like, he is all... I haven't seen it.
Professional soccer player. I forget. It's like Kehlani.
He's dating Kehlani?
No, what's her name?
She's from
Utah.
Is he wearing his Letterman's jacket at all when they go out to eat?
Hawaiian extraction, and she's a professional soccer player.
She's of Hawaiian extraction.
Of some kind. I was confused. I saw the name, and
it's the soda that they put in the Deerfield High School.
De facto cream of the class. Yeah,
right. They put Hawaiian treat everywhere.
Tahitian
else.
Treat. Right?
Oh yeah, Tahitian treat. Left your tongue like neon red. Like, oh, this seems healthy. By the way, 3 days later, my tongue's still red, and I can't feel my hands.
I still have no idea what made it Tahitian. It's just red pop. it's red flavor pop. That's all it is.
They have like a Tahitian drawing on it.
But what, something. Why is it a Tahitian treat? It's just red pop.
Because it wasn't Hawaiian punch. It was a Tahitian treat. It's kind of like the step down.
But it was carbonated. It wasn't even a punch.
I don't know.
Well,
you can taste the red, though.
Nope. Oh, here we go. It was not my intent. Red is not a flavor.
Hey, telling you. We had that talk just now. We had to talk the first segment of the show about the other side of Austin. I'm telling you, you put a blindfold on certain people. You pour something down their throat and ask them, what'd you taste, the red or the purple? They'll tell you every single time.
Oh, Kia Leah Ohai is her name. Kialia?
Mekalakahani, Mekahani Ho.
Manutuyasasopo. Kialia Ohai, professional soccer player and J.J. Watt's girlfriend.
Nice!
Yeah, so he's going public social media with his little diminutive soccer star.
Maybe friend. He and Russell Wilson could go on double dates with their ladies. Sierra's pregnant now, you know? Her and baby Future.
That baby Futek.
No. Nobody wants that. There's only one person that wanted baby Futek. That's Mrs. Futek. Shout out to Mrs.
We're not even sure of that.
I just jumped up like, hey, by the way, I'm pregnant. I've never even slept with you. Yeah. How'd that happen?
Yeah, how the hell did that happen? That was not my intention.
So we're a no? We're a no on Jimmy Garoppolo? Are you ready to stamp it? You got to stamp it. You got to give me your bold prediction right now. Give us something for the website. Give us something. The bold Super Bowl prediction.
Yeah.
You don't want to trade a third pick overall for Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I don't think I do.
You don't?
I guess I don't.
All right.
Because I'd rather have some monster come roaring off the end and sitting on the opposing quarterback.
I'm with you. I like Jamal Adams. You know, I think he might be the better suited pick at number three than Jonathan Allen or whoever's going to be there. I like Jamal Adams. Okay. But you don't need that guy, the guy that you plop right in the middle of your offense and say, damn it, we're going to win 9 to 10 games every single year.
Because here's the thing. I have to go.
The division is getting away from you, by the way.
I have to go back to what I thought about Jimmy Garoppolo when he came out of college. And I thought, okay, he might be a pretty good player, but there's nothing. He gets burnished by proximity to greatness. And I just think that because of the Patriots and everything involved, that we start to think, ooh, boy, this is so, and I got to guard against that. And it just seems like an awful lot for a guy who we have no idea if he's any good or not.
Well, the rumors were they could have got a first and a fourth for him last year. I wonder what they're calling for this year. I mean, the price has to have gone up, right? If you've seen him, you know, you've exposed him for a couple of more games before he got hurt.
The market sets the price. If all that we're hearing is true about how many teams are involved, then yes. If there are actual negotiations going on, but I don't know that there are.
Yeah.
Top of the hour, Pete Futek. We'll talk about college
baby Futek
signing day on the Score.
Check out the Score starting lineup. Molly and Henley mornings live at 5. The new Spiegelman Parkin Show 9 a.m. to 1. Dan Bernstein teams up with Jason Goff afternoons 1 to 6. Lawrence Holmes nights 6 to 10. And Score overnights with Les Grobstein. We're proud to be the voice of the fan for over 25 years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
What we're going to make and who's going to do what. And we love it because, and I usually know what's coming because I can look at the account at blueapron.com, but it's a surprise for them. One of the ones that is just perfect for the winter, and they always pick the ingredients really well to match things seasonally with what people are eating and what's available. The roasted pork with apple, walnut, and farro salad. And farro is a grain. It's really an ancient grain that cooks up beautifully and easily and is great with sauces. It's a perfect side. And that is it's a perfect, hearty winter meal that is super easy to make. And when these pork roasts that they get are also outstanding. And they come from farmers that they know, locally farmed, fished, ranched, everything that they get. The beef, the chicken, the pork from responsibly raised animals, and the produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. You can feel good about what you eat if that's important to you. But everything is affordable. It's less than $10 per person per meal. And maybe you don't have time to shop, or maybe you just thought in the new year, I want to do more cooking as a family, or I'm going to do it by myself and cook for my family, or you just want to eat better or more interestingly yourself. And you can do that with Blue Apron. Something else you can do right now is get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/Dan. And you'll love it because it feels good and tastes good to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. Don't wait. Go to blueapron.com/Dan. It's Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Are you looking for the right path forward? It begins at the University of Illinois Springfield. Get a degree in criminal justice, political science, public administration, and more. Get a U of I degree at the school that's the right size for you. Get inspired at the University of Illinois Springfield, where you will get the education that you expect. Learn more on how to apply. Click on the banner or go to uis.edu/insideuis to learn more on how to apply.
Are you an interesting, fun, single person wishing to meet other interesting, fun, single people? Are you thinking you'd like to have someone special in your life? Well then, that's the sort of thing that usually works itself out on its own. And speaking of working out, that's how it might happen. You might be working out and meet the person you've been hoping for right there at the gym. She'll be over on the mat stretching
with a yoga ball
while you're on the machines working a specific muscle group. Let's say, deltoids. She'll casually walk past, sipping from her reusable water bottle when she stops to ask you about circuit training or resistance training. Anyway, some sort of training. Well, one thing leads to another, and soon
you're spotting each other for sets of 15.
Before you know it, you'll both be sprinting down the aisle. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. Stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, KARS, Cards for Kids. Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. We're a recognized 501c3 charity organization, so you'll receive a maximum tax deduction. What's more, you'll receive a vacation voucher of 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Remember, that's cars with a K.
Football fans, the big game between New England and Atlanta is Sunday. If you're having a party, you want to score with guests, visit Paulina Market. You won't fumble by purchasing homemade entrees like chili, jambalaya, and their pigskin summer sausage football, or choose from 25 brats and sausages. Sack the crowd with appetizers like cocktail meatballs and shrimp and chicken wings, or grab some craft beers or bottles of specialty wine. Make your party a hit and visit Paulina Market now at 3501 North Lincoln, or go to Paulina-Market.
Good. It means fine or okay. It checks a box. But at Hyundai, good isn't good enough. Instead, they strive for better. And that's what you'll find available in Hyundai's cars and SUVs. Like technology that doesn't just connect your car to your phone, but allows it to do something new. That's better. Technology that lets you send and have your text messages read aloud and find your destination all at the sound of your voice. So you don't have to look down at your phone, even for a second, because a second is all it takes. At Hyundai, they demand better because you deserve better. It's in everything they do, including America's best warranty and Hyundai Assurance with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and this is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, you can lease a 2017 Elantra for just $129 a month for 36 months with $2,829 due at lease signing. That's right, just $129 a month. Stop by your local Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com today and see what makes Hyundai better. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
.com.
70 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I think everything's on the table right now. Really, it's free agency, it's trade, it's draft, it's current players on our team. Everything's on the table, and we got to analyze all that, and the next 2 months are going to be huge for that. And it's critical we get that right. There's a lot of things we value for that position. I think, you know, this year we just lacked consistency and availability. You know, we played with so many different quarterbacks, it was hard to find continuity. But I think we're looking for consistency and productivity from the position, and we'll find it this offseason.
How about winning more than three games? I don't ask much.
It's unacceptable.
This is unacceptable, but completely acceptable. And we're not going to use injuries as an excuse, except when we use injuries as an excuse.
By the way, all these coaches that are leaving, we're going to fire them anyway.
It's not a coincidence. When you see this many guys, you're like, yeah.
I don't want this.
I'm good. I'm going to go work somewhere else, I think, because I don't like this anymore. And then when Vic Fangio was asked about it, he just said, it is what it is. I'm under contract. All right. Okay. Have fun with this. And here you are. John Fox is real happy, cashing a lot of big checks, who got a terrific opportunity to come in here and try to prove himself once again as the master of the turnaround. It's not turning around.
Yeah, you got a couple of years into the turnaround, and there's no about face happening, sir.
Rudy's checking, and he says it's only Wednesday, but quite the week for this show. So far, you have given me the long-haired rednecks that MLB is trying to hold down, the mid-level Jews, and the high-level thugs that love Trump and will solve Chicago crime. David Haw already has his column filed. Says, and now the Hawaiian extraction, which oddly my dentist told me to get, even though I haven't seen him in a year. Can't wait till Thursday.
It's when you go to the dentist and Tom Scherer's sitting on your chest.
Hawaiian, my brother. Well, yeah, the high-level thugs, we know. Well, that's the
Daryl Scott, right?
Daryl Scott from Cleveland Heights has reported directly to the president that he has spoken with high-level thugs who want Donald Trump to know that they love mm-hmm. him and they want to work with him to try to stop shooting people.
Yes, he has met with Bump J, Lil Reese, Chief Keef. Yep. Yeah. G Herbo. Who else? Give me some other.
BK Sherm.
Right? Oh, definitely BK Sherm out there in Evanston. Yeah. You know, stomping out there with the big dogs. Yeah, he has met with all those people, and they weren't for the Obama administration, but they're with Trump.
West Side Mike said in another meeting also.
Well, come on. No,
he had to dress everybody for the meeting.
West Side Mike is a high level gentleman.
Right.
There's no thug in West Side Mike. He eats clean, he works out, and he takes care of people via the house music. Gotta have house. Music.
I've listened to some of his mixes, online stuff. Yeah, it's good.
He's a real deal, man. That guy is a national presence as far as sports radio is concerned. You know, you can hear him on national shows. They're in syndication every once in a while. He's a mover and a shaker, that West Side Mike. But I don't think he's meeting with Reverend Daryl Scott and Donald Trump and the high level thugs.
But just how can somebody sit in that meeting and completely make something up out of whole cloth? And who does he's
representing all blacks?
Does he think he's actually spoke to
and
somebody?
The all blacks
and members of the all blacks? Yeah, but I'd be like,
come on,
what?
Man. Stop.
We got to take care of Chicago. We're going to send the feds in there. Okay, we have Elliot Ness in here. I mean, come on.
Meanwhile, Bruce Rauner and Mayor Rahm Emanuel have said, you know, no phone calls have come yet for all the...
Nobody said anything
to us. All the federal troops that you're getting ready to send and deploy upon Chicago. Nobody's actually picked up a phone yet and say, hey, you know, I know you learned a new word, which is carnage, but...
When you send those troops in, where are they going and what are they doing?
Well... A lot of innocent people might get hurt.
Yeah, but where? What do they plan to do?
I don't know.
I'd like to know. Well,
start
then again,
start up gun buyback programs, midnight basketball again. Like, I don't know. Well, what are you gonna do? I don't know. How about investing in the communities and, you know, building schools back up? All the people that you laid off and all the schools that have been shut down, and how about that? About after school programs, or, you know, bringing back the arts. You know, there are kids who have gym once a week now in some of these schools, once a week, or have no music programs or no art programs. So, hey, but what do I know? You know, I'm not a high level thug.
Well, you're working on it, and we all appreciate that. Pete Futek is next. He's going to be fun today on Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
I can't imagine caring about Jay Cutler's future beyond ensuring that it's not in Chicago. It is so clearly time to move on for all parties involved.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
When it's time to get busy on Valentine's Day, celebrate your date the Trojan way. We got condoms galore, and that's for sure. Grab some when you step out to the store. Bearskin, Magnum, Ants, whatever. As long as you're wearing one when you're together, just wrap it up, wrap it up. On Valentine's Day, make sure you wrap it up.
Wrap it up this Valentine's Day with Trojan condoms. Available now at your local retailer. Trojan, America's number one most trusted condom brand.
Wrap it up, wrap it up.
Trojan. CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning. CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods. CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico.
Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
CBS Thursday. Don't miss the new drama, Training Day. A rogue detective.
Police works like sex. It's a lot more effective when it isn't pretty.
Will take his rookie partner.
Cops have rules. You're not pushing a patrol car anymore, Dorothy.
Where he's never gone before.
Drop your weapons.
From the executive producer of CSI.
My last two trainees didn't make it through a single shift.
I'll take my chances.
I'm the test nobody passes.
Training Day, CBS Thursday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. J.